Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to the show today. This is your host, Lalisa J. Williams, with my co-host, Professor Terry Benjamin, with the Book by Book Success Project, Another Tuesday. It's going down right here. Good morning, Professor. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. How are you doing? I tell you, another day, another opportunity, right?
Oh, listen, yes it is. And we're taking it by full force, this opportunity to present to people and a message of inspiration, of hope, a message of motivation and self-development, personal power, all rolled into 30 short minutes. I don't know how you do it, but you do each and every Tuesday. You know, we're back here with another book. The young man I had on yesterday, who's actually an author of a brand new book, and I told him, well, wait until Professor Terry Benjamin gets a hold of your book, and he'll probably get your book and get it on here for him to discuss it. He does it so well. Well, if it's your first time tuning in, we welcome you to the broadcast. If you are one of our regular listeners, we are so thankful and really appreciate your support. But we know you are learning a lot, and that's why you tune in every Tuesday morning. So, Terry Benjamin, with that being said, we want you to take it away, because, you know, this topic today, talking about no arms, no legs, not letting anything hold you back from your dreams, from your goals in life. Oh my goodness, no arms, no legs, no limits. The Nick Fujisi story, no arms, no legs, no limits. And you talked about, you're going to be discussing his book, he has been disabled, but yet he is a hero and he is living a life without limits. I like how you put there, it's ridiculously inspiring. And then it will inspire you to crawl out of whatever state that you're in and realize that you have so much left to give, no matter what you've lost, no matter what's been taken away, that you still have an unlimited amount to give and experience in this life. So Terry, take it away and let's hear what Nick has to say.
Thank you so much. And it's interesting, this book here is entitled Life Without Limits, Inspiration for a Ridiculously Good Life. And this is by Nick Wojcik. And he is very interesting because he was a young man who was born without arms, without legs, but yet, you know, was able to live a very full life. But we have to understand, especially in something like this, it wasn't just him by himself. Obviously, you know, with his disability, he needed help. And it's so funny as we go through this book by book, Success Project, you know, this book right here is Christian based because he says that he would not be able to make it. It wasn't for his parents, who were devout Christians, who said they would definitely take care of him for the rest of his life. But he wanted that independence. And I think he found his independence when he found his purpose. And I'd like to just use this book really to talk about purpose and plan and also action, because you must have a purpose, but you also must have a plan, and you also must take action. And I like what Nick Wojcik says here on page 31. He says here, recognizing your purpose means everything. I assure you that you too have something to contribute. You may not see it now, but you would not be on this planet if it were not true. I know for certain that God does not make mistakes, but he does make miracles. I am one, you are two. And so again, what Nick Wojcik has done is taken his supposed burden and made it a blessing for people around the world. Now, he is not just a motivational speaker, but he is internationally known a motivational speaker, which means that he speaks all over the world. And you can go to YouTube to see him. Also, he has a second book. The book that we're talking about today is entitled Life Without Limits, but there's another book that he has produced that's out now. It's called Unstoppable. And it says here, despite the book, says here, despite being born without arms or legs, Nick Wojcik challenges have not kept him from enjoying a ridiculously good life. When trials come, he focuses on the promise that God is always present. And Unstoppable, Nick addresses the adversity and difficult circumstances that many people face today. Now, to respond to these issues, are you ready to become unstoppable? Let Nick inspire you. And again, and it's really very nice how he puts this book together. But there are rules. You know, he says there are rules to having a ridiculously good life. And the thing is to really to focus on the positive rather than the negative. You know, with his disability, it would be easy just to not do anything. And really, you know, be almost justified in that because after all, I mean, you know, he doesn't have any arms, he doesn't have any legs, so he would be almost giving a free pass to not do anything. But he decided not to do that. As a matter of fact, he decided to make his life be as big as it possibly could be. And the thing I think about the book is the fact that he tells you there are things that we all can do. I mean, there are rules. And I just want to go over the rules that he has, and maybe we'll talk about that. And it says here, you know, to help deal with the risks you face in your life, I've put together Nick's ridiculous rules for managing risk. Read them at your own. Well, you know. It says, number one, test the waters. Number two, go with what you know. Number three, check the timer. Number four, get a second opinion. And number five, prepare for unseen consequences.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And he says here in some text test the water, says an ancient African proverb says no one tests the depths of the river with both feet. If you're considering a new relationship, a move to another city, a new job, even a new colorful living room, do a little test before making a big move. Don't rush into it without a good sense of what you're getting into. Number two, go with what you know. That doesn't mean you should never try new experiences or new people. It just simply means you can lower the odds by doing your homework. Once you think you have a handle on the upside, the outside, every aspect of an opportunity, you should have the confidence to make a move. If you don't know it at all, you should know what you don't know, and sometimes that's good enough. Number three, check the timer. Often you can greatly improve the odds by waiting for the right time to make your move. You wouldn't want to start a new ice cream business in the dead of winter, would you? My first offer to enter the movie business just wasn't for me, but a few months later, the role was perfect and time was right. Sometimes patience can pay off. Don't be afraid to sleep on it. Write it down before you go to bed. Then read again in the morning. It's amazing how different it can appear when you let it sit overnight. I have done this many times. Always consider your timing, what might make a better time before you make a move on the steep edge of the opportunity. Number four, get a second opinion. Sometimes we take bigger chances than we should because we're so convinced that we obviously must do certain things right now. If you find yourself rushing into tricky territory, take a couple of steps back. Call a friend or mentor you trust and ask for help in assessing the situation because your emotions may be outrunning your good sense. I go to my uncle, Bacha, here, and to my father in Australia. There's wisdom in a council of many. If the stakes are high, you don't have to be the long ranger. And number five, for the ridiculous rules, he says, there are always, I repeat, always unseen consequences for our actions, especially those that push the envelope. You can never foresee all the repercussions, so you should do your best to consider every angle and then prepare yourself for the unexpected. When I do a business plan, I overestimate costs and underestimate my profits to create a buffer, just in case business doesn't progress as well as I hope it will. If all goes well, it never hurts to have the extra money. And again, I just want to say one last thing here from the book. Nick says, if you have the desire and passion to do something, and it's within God's will, you will achieve it. Again, life without limits. I think this is a really good book for Christians because, again, you know, it shows us that if we have that faith, you know, if we have the faith that we want to do something, that we can do something, that God is always there with us. He will make a way for us. And I think this is what Nick is talking about in his book. No matter what it is, I mean, he knew that he couldn't get a regular job, a conventional job, so he had to make his own job. But he made it in a way that was not only satisfying to him, but also satisfying to other people that he met. He's spoken in places all around the world, and he has had an impact on people, not just through his speaking, but also through his DVDs. And so, again, it's really humbling. And you know, we make so many excuses for not doing something, you know, because our physical disabilities or our physical handicaps. And here's a gentleman with an obvious handicap, but he hasn't let himself blocked. He hasn't let himself be dissuaded from doing all that he can to have a full and rich and ridiculously good life.
Awesome, awesome. And what is his name again?
Nick Vujicic.
Oh, Vujicic, okay. Wow, so he's from Germany?
Yeah, he's from Australia.
Okay. Wow.
But, you know, it's interesting because, you know, he really talks a lot about his parents, who he says are devout Christians. And the thing is that, you know, at one time a couple of times, he thought about committing suicide. He thought about the burden that he was on his family. And he thought that maybe if he took his life, that they would be spared all the all the work that was to take care of him. But they told him that, you know, don't worry about that, you know. And it's interesting on page 51, he told his brother that he was going to commit suicide. And, of course, the brother told the father, and the father came into his bedroom, and it says here, and I love this, what it says here, the father says, what is this about you wanting to kill yourself, he asked. In a warm and reassuring tone, he talked to me about all the good things awaiting me. As he spoke, he combed my hair with his fingers. I always loved it when he did that. We will always be here for you, he assured me. Everything is going to be okay. I promise we will always be here for you. You are going to be fine, son. A loving and touching and caring gaze is sometimes all it takes to put a child's troubled heart and confused mind at ease. My father's reassurance that things would be okay was enough at that moment. He convinced me with his comforting tone and touch that he believed in we would find a path for me. And I love this part here. I think this is really talking about our Father God. He says here, every son, and I think maybe every daughter, every son wants to trust his father. And that night, he gave me something to hold on to. To a child, there's no reassurance like a father. My dad was generous with such things and good at expressing his love and support for all of us. I still did not understand how everything would work out for me, but because my daddy told me that they would, I believed they would. And I think that's what we really need to do for God. I mean, you know, we all go through so many challenges. We go through so many trials and tribulations. But I do believe, you know, I guess I've become the eternal optimist. Because I feel at this time in my life, no matter what, you know, things I might face, I know there's always hope. Like when Nick was getting ready to think about contemplating the suicide, and his father came, and, you know, we're here for you. And I believe that as Christians, we have to really, well, we know. We have to face that God is here for us, and God will definitely help us to fulfill our purpose, and really the purpose that he designed for us.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, what a powerful, you know, testimony, and glad that he was able to write that book so that he could help so many others. I didn't read the book. I've listened to him several times through YouTube videos. I've seen him on various TVN talk shows being interviewed about his ministry and about his life. And, you know, the first time I saw him, you know, it was some years ago, so, you know, still a relatively young man, and so full of life. He, truly, you watch him, read his book, whatever you can do, and you will walk away inspired to overcome whatever challenge you have. I mean, this kid, here's a person who not only has no arms and no legs, but was born this way. So it wasn't like he, you know, lived with his arms and legs for a while and had some tragic accident.
And that's why, you know, it's so sad that you have young children right now, you know, who are raised and raised limits to certain extent, because a lot of times their parents pour into them a limitation and lack.
Mm-hmm.
And say, you know, I know it's so funny when my mother, I graduated from high school, and my mother, you know, quite humbly, you know, came to me and said, you know, I can't afford to, you know, send you to college, you know. And she knew that that was something that I had talked about only in passing, because I never thought I would be able to go to college, because I know that money wasn't there. But it just so happened that in 1968, when I graduated from high school, they came with a program called the Education Opportunity Fund, the EOF program. And I was able to attend college at Union County College, and it's so funny. I started there in 1968, and I went to college, and I came back, and I worked at Union County College in 73, and then I've been working at Union County College ever since, first as a college administrator, and now as an adjunct professor. And I know that going to college really changed my life. And the thing is that you have to understand that, you know, we are limited in many different ways, but God is unlimited. And, you know, and I talked to my mother about going to college, and we just sort of, you know, we just put it in prayer, and I had no idea how it would work out, but it did, because I tell you, my goal, my plan was to work at the factory where she worked at, and just go on from there. And I didn't think that was so bad. I mean, she was making a living, and she was making a living, and that's all that I knew. And that's why I think we have to encourage our young people to read, because I think that, and I believe what Albert Einstein said, he said that imagination is better than knowledge, because of imagination can go everywhere. And I think that when we read, we really exercise our imagination. And so when we read books by Nick Wojcik or John Maxwell or Wayne Dyer or Zig Ziglar or anybody like that, it helps us to expand our horizons, and it also makes our life one with no limits. But we really have to be around people. We have to be around new ideas, because, again, we can't be limited by what we see here and now, because that's not what life is about. Life is not just about the here and now. Life is about the future. And you only get that when you read and reflect, and that's what I think is maybe the value of the book, My Book Success Project, that we want people to not only read but reflect, and also to do the things that we talk about in these books. My life has been richer because I have not just read the books, but also put the books into a plan for my life. You know, I've been able to release my power by reading these books and sharing these books, because I tell my students, and it's really, and you know as well, Lisa, that, you know, if you want to learn something and you want to learn it well, you should really make it a conversation. And that's why I really encourage those who are in college to form study groups, because when you get start talking about it, you teach each other and you teach yourself. And I think this is what the Book by Book Success Project is about.
Well, that is absolutely powerful and, you know, so true. You know, each Tuesday, if you just tuned in, you're tuned into the Tuesday Book by Book Success Project show that we do each and every Tuesday, which is coordinated by Professor Terry Benjamin. He goes out, he selects these books, and he reads them, and we come on here and we discuss the books. Now, not all the books that he selects have I read. Some of them I have, or I know the authors, or I know, you know, something about the material, because anytime you start talking about personal empowerment, you start talking about the unlimited power that is given to us as a free gift from God, and when you start talking about operating past your limitations and past your setbacks, now you're talking down my alley. So I'm able to join into this robust discussion, even if I have not read the book. However, some of the books I have read, but now this one, again, I didn't read this book, but I've certainly, you know, listened to him in person, and how awesome it is just to watch him as he shares his mentality, how he got to the level of thinking where he has no limits, the things he's been able to achieve born with no arms and no legs. So by the time I first laid eyes on him, he was into his 20s. Now here's a young man that had already been living with this for 20 plus years. You know, that's a long time to have to accept so many things on so many fronts. At some point, you know, just first accepting maybe frustration, accepting confusion. Why me? I know the things I've been through. I have to say, God, why me? So I know he asks that question. No matter how godly you are, you know, you still want to know, you know, Lord, why me? But you know, God is a gentle father, and he tells us why. So, you know, well, I know that the answer he gave me, which I'm sure he gives to a lot of people, is why not you? I'm the one here selecting people for the different lives they will live. So, you know, why not you? And then once you hear that back, then it seems like you're able to really gain some strength and say, oh, yeah, he chose me for this hard thing, but that's because he knows I'm tough. He knows I can handle it. And there's something, yeah, that's what I tell people when they think that it's so out of control and so horrible. No, no, no. He chose you because he knew you could handle it. I mean, there's a scripture to back it up that says, you know, he will give you nothing. He says he will give you nothing that you can't bear. So that means then he chose you because you could handle it, because he wants to prove to someone, usually we know who that someone is, but he wants to prove that you can still be, for in this case, I would see with this young man, he wants to still prove that you can have a high level of greatness and accomplishments and goals in life, even if you don't have something that some people think they can never do without, such as your arms and legs.
Yes, and that's a great thing, because he says here on page 185, he says, growing up, it was often difficult for me to ever imagine myself being called a hero or great to anyone. I realized as a child that being angry about what I didn't have or frustrated about what I couldn't do only pushed people away. But when I looked for opportunities to serve others, they were drawn to me. It's like, yeah, you know, I think it's so funny. I think especially those who become teachers like you and myself, I know I never thought that was my calling. And, and I think that it is a calling, because it's something that I didn't prepare for. I mean, because I was around people who lived their life day to day, watching television or getting drunk and, you know, just being sort of random about their life. And I never thought about a life with purpose, what that meant. But as I grew older and I was exposed to different people, I began to develop a life for myself and a purpose for myself, and also a philosophy for myself. And I think that only happens when you're moving in the direction that God wants you to move in, because he's made things possible for me that I never thought would be possible. And then that's why, you know, it's so sad that we limit God in our lives, you know. We're not enough. We just, as they say, let go and let God, we would have so much, much more. But again, that takes faith. And we have to, I guess, build our faith day by day, moment by moment, because that's going to make the difference. Because I don't know what's in store for me. But you know what? I am happy, and I'm looking forward to it, you know, because I know, you know, whatever I could imagine, what he has in store for me is, you know, 10 times better. Because, again, we are so limited in our thinking that, you know, I'm sure Nick Wojcik could never imagine that he would be internationally known speaker. I'm not just talking about local, but international, and traveling all over the world.
Now, what's the title? Now, what is the name of his book?
Yeah, the name of the book is called Life Without Limits, Inspiration for a Ridiculously Good Life. That's one book. And there's another book that is just came out called Unstoppable.
So you take these book titles and then you come up with your title, such as No Arms, No Legs, No Limits.
Exactly.
Because, see, I actually thought that was the name of the book. But so, yes, I want to make sure I give the proper credit to the right place. But that actually is a very powerful title in and of itself. But absolutely. So, yes, so that's how you wanted to portray that to people, to let them know that his story, though he had no arms and no legs, but guess what? He also had no limits. And sometimes we find that people who do have certain types of disabilities, sometimes they take more chances and more risk than individuals who have everything. Sometimes it's like when you feel like you're down and out somehow, you fight harder to come back, which is all the while building your character and building something in you. So I got a similar feeling once by going to the old children's hospital. They used to be in Newark, New Jersey, into the cancer ward where these little kids were. And they were all ages under like 12 or whatever. And I was amazed at the things that they had accomplished. And I left. I remember having a feeling like, wow, here these children are, some of them dying, Some of them don't have all their, you know, their limbs. They have all these challenges, but yet they're using every inch of their talents, gifts, skills, and abilities to produce great things. And, you know, here you go over to a regular school where the students have everything, the latest clothes, the latest technologies, the best instructors, what have you, and then they will say, I'm bored.
Yeah.
I'm bored. I don't want to do anything. I'm bored. So I always hold that picture in my mind. That was back in 1992, because some of you from New Jersey know how long ago it's been since the United Hospital in Newark closed down. God gave me that image. I'll never forget that. That's what I always hold in my mind when I start thinking about our limitations. So please go get the book, because what happened with me in the hospital, when you have a real experience with these things, it makes a greater impact on you.
It does, and you know, it's so funny to think that we all have a ministry, and once you discover what your ministry is, you discover your purpose. And when you discover your purpose, you discover your passion. And when you discover your passion, I think you discover your life. And I think this is what we're talking about. I mean, you know, I don't see any reason to get bored, because there's just so much to do.
And you can do so much because you have so much. You see, you have so much in you. That's the whole piece. You can do so much because you have so much. I think some people think that they can only do a lot when they get a lot.
Yes.
Only to get things and then still not be able to do things.
So get things and not enjoy them as much as they thought that they would, you know?
Exactly. You have to do things from within you. You have the ability within you to do things, and that's where once you do the things from within, it brings on a whole nother level of, like what you're saying, the satisfaction, the fulfillment, knowing that you have this great purpose. And it's different things for different people. You know, for me, it's teaching. I come alive when I'm in front of those students. But what brings me alive with them is not what's in a textbook, but it's from the experiences that I've had over my life. And guess what? And over and over, the students are like, I wish I had more teachers like you. That's not about the academics and the textbook. Believe me, you. But it's about the experiences that make you exciting and colorful and, you know, make it's just something that you cannot replace that with within a textbook.
Like you're saying, but you got to put it in the context, because if not, it's just a list of facts and figures. But you have to put it in the context and say, how is this going to impact on your life? How is this going to make your life better? You know?
Yeah, and how is it? Because the thing is, this is how I look at it. Your life is going to be better because you want to make it better, you know, because you want, when a person discovers that they can make their life better, that will make them better, you know.
Yeah, all right. I agree.
Just kind of knowing that, oh, wow, you mean I can be better? Again, it's not just about what we wear and how we wear our hair and what we can, you know, hold in our hands, but what you can do with your life. You know, people are, I think they're drawn to that. Even those who are under all kinds of, you know, types of restrictions. And I think that you're right, Terry, that more of this, like yesterday, I was at an event in Newark, New Jersey. Terry, if you would have told me 35 years ago that I would be in Newark, New Jersey at a neighborhood meeting dealing with politics and helping the community in the format that I was there for, these people brought me in. It was a group of them, about 30 people. The man who invited me there, he introduced me as the coach for their team to motivate, to motivate them as they go out and try to change their area, right? And I'm sitting there, you know, anyway. But my point is that, you know, you never know where your life is going to, you know, take you. You don't know where you're going to end up. Just keep living. And I just felt like, you know, this is my purpose, you know, to help people. And people are waiting to be helped. People, there are people so many places you can go. You know, there's so many places you can go and use what you have. And one man's treasure, you know, maybe another man's, you know, trash is somebody else's treasure. What you have is valuable. Take it and let people benefit from what you have. But that was some experience for me yesterday, something I was never, I was not expecting that.
Yeah, but, you know, it said that, you know, you really not get what you think that you deserve, but you get what you are. You know, and I like what he says here in page 159. He says in the book, says, we all need supportive relationships. We all must engage with kindred spirits. To do that effectively, we must build trust and prove ourselves trustworthy. We must understand that most people instinctively act out of self-interest. But if you show them that you are interested in them and investing in their success, most will do the same for you. So, again, I think, you know, you were there because you were, you know, you were destined to be there. And you gave, and also you received. And I think that's what it's about. You know, we give, but we receive so much in return.
So, again, Terry, you have accomplished what you set out to do with these book-by-book projects, which is to make people want to go buy this book. So now I want to go get this book because, you know, you're showing how, you know, you talk about growth. We talk about these books are designed to help you in your personal development and your personal growth. The person who is selecting these books is anointed to do exactly what he is doing. He's been an English major and professor for a long, 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 long time. He's a self-published author, a publisher, and he deals with authors all the time. So, and information. So we can take this very seriously and run with it. So this is all the time we have, though, for today. But it looks like, I don't know if we may have to do part two next week of this book, because it sounds like there is so much more that we can get from this. No arms, no legs, no limits. And especially as we end 2012 and look forward to 2013, you know, a year of no limits for sure, for sure. So
well, that should be the goal, like you said, no limits. No limits.
So let's make that our goal today. I'll put that on Facebook. Terry, I'll tag you in the comment. But I really think that we should, you know, come with a level of high expectations for no limits. So those things that we would want to do, but our mind would limit us and tell us it can't be done or it shouldn't be done, let's get the mindset, no, I know a man with no arms and no legs. He wrote a powerful book.
And look what he's done with his life. Yes,
sir. You know, many, many, many other things. But the book alone, I mean, some of us got two arms and a typewriter and can't write a book. And so, yeah, so, wow, this is powerful. So that's all we have time for today. Have a great, wonderful day. Take the limits off in a God way. God's got your back. You know, he's gone before you. He's protecting you. But let's have that mindset all day today. And then I'll see you back here tomorrow morning, Wednesday, same time, same place, 7 a.m., Eastern Standard Time. Tell someone about, and that's what I was saying about earlier. I lost my train of thought about speaking at that event. The woman let everyone there know that they should tune in to this radio show in the morning. So there, getting the word when I wasn't even expecting it. Don't know those people, but in the room, Sharp James, his son was there. There was another group from a Dominican part of Newark. They were there. I don't know who they were, but the word is going forth that this is a wonderful broadcast in the morning. So that's how we're going to think. Don't think that it can't happen for you. Because
No limits.
That's it. So with that being said, everyone have a great and wonderful day. Thank you again, Terry. Thank you for those who are in the chat room, for those on the phone lines. Thank you for going back, listening to the archives. We so appreciate you. If you have any topics or books that you would like us to discuss, just hit Terry up on Facebook. You can inbox him, Terry Benjamin, or you can send it to me and I will get it to him and we'll get it done. Take care. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.